This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for joining our program today. The subject of today's program is Love, a Gift Flowing Continuously from God. The Apostle John, in his book of 1 John, said the following, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And then the Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Romans, And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. This biblical word love, expressed in the New Testament by the Greek noun agape, or the Greek verb agapo, is not the common word we hear thrown around loosely to express human preference. It is an attribute of God so pervasive in his righteous makeup that the biblical writer was inspired to declare that God is love. This love, which God has expressed to mankind to a superlative degree in that he gave his only begotten Son, can scarcely be defined. It can only be described with phrases like all-embracive benevolence and goodwill. God's love always seeks the highest and best good for mankind with no requirement or merit on man's part. This kind of love is not a natural attribute with which man is born. Man is the object of God's perfect affection, but man does not emit naturally this godly affection toward other humans. But God wants his people to have and to utilize his unique love in order for them to exercise it in performance of good works as Christians in his eternal kingdom. So when people embrace Christianity by a new birth of water and the Spirit, God grants to them the gift of his love. That gift is poured out within their hearts through the Holy Spirit. Through this gift of his perfect love, God shares himself with Christians. Thus, this love comes only from God into the hearts of those who are in Christ, with the Holy Spirit being the communication link. The growing realization of God's love in the life of the Apostle Paul caused him to exclaim in his Roman letter the following, For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And after that we must exclaim, thank you, Father, for your wonderful love which you have made available to us through your Son and our Lord Jesus. Amen. Tune in to our next program, and we will discuss with you how God's gift of love should flow continuously from a Christian's heart to perform God's purposes in the world. This is F.M. Perry, and this program is a labor of love from me to you. Thank you for listening.